Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. We are back with another episode of our series where I'm posting every single day for the month of January. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and normally I upload an episode every Friday to talk about a topic that kind of just involves becoming a better version of yourself, leveling your life up. However, I decided to do this little challenge that I did around 2 years ago. And basically what I do is every single day for the month of January, I will be posting an episode. And the conversation of this episode and the topic of this episode has to do with becoming the best version of yourself. It has to do with self-love and really just leveling up who you are. And so every conversation we have and every topic we have is another mindset shift or habit that you can start incorporating into your life. There are routines you can start narrowing down. There's so much to be said in these episodes, and I've been having so much fun recording them for you guys. It's definitely been a lot of work, but it's work that I really do genuinely love doing, and you guys make it so worth it with all of your positive words that you send to me. Before we get into the episode, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at For You From Eve. I've been posting super consistently on my social media. And obviously, you know, the more support you guys give me through ratings and reviews and my social media, the better content I can produce for you guys. I also take a lot of requests on what to record through my Instagram stories. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram so that you can kind of be a part of one of the few episodes that I upload. A lot of time I ask you guys to ask me questions, ask me advice. So definitely make sure that you follow me on all my socials linked down below for you guys. I also do have a ton of promo codes I link down below. So all that stuff. But without further ado, I'm super excited for today's episode. Obviously, as you can tell from the title, we are talking about leaving your lazy girl era and transitioning into your productive girl era. So the whole era thing has become such a trend on social media, and I kind of love it because I feel like it's something that was always being done but never spoken about. Like, it was never labeled going through eras, like going through different aesthetics, going through different lifestyle, having a new like focused habit or having a new focused product or whatever it was. I feel like was always happening, but we never really labeled it. And now we kind of call it our era, like, oh, my working hard era, my lazy era, my sad era, you know, and I feel like it's become this really big trend. And I honestly love it, really, just because I feel like I go through so many different mindset things through life. And just I feel like in your 20s, your 30s, before you enter your 20s, when you leave your 20s, but mostly your 20s, I feel like there's so much up in the air of what to do with your life because you're graduating college for most people. And you're kind of just like asking yourself, what am I doing with my life? What's going to be my first job out of college? What am I going to get my degree in? You know, a thing. Like, there's so many things to ask yourself and there's so many questions up in the air because we've put so much pressure on this is our 20s. We have to have it all figured out before we're 30, when that is so not the case. There's so many different eras that you're going to go through. Your single era, your heartbreak era, your falling in love era, your graduating college era. Like, there's so many different things, making new friends. Like, I'm 23 and I just made a new best friend. Like, there's so many different things that happen in your life. And so I'm excited for this episode because, and honestly, a lot of my episodes will have to do with just being in your 20s and figuring things out and releasing pressure from all of that. But for today's episode, I feel like I was kind of going through a lazy girl period not too long ago. Like, I kind of go through little moments of being a little bit lazier, but I feel like this whole past year, maybe even past year and a half, I have not been working to my full potential when it came to my podcast. And that's something that obviously only I have control over. I always say a business isn't going to run itself. And because it is my business, it's something where I can't just decide to not work hard. I can't just decide to not work. There's a lot of self-control and self-discipline that comes with having a business. And I think that I've kind of let that slip out of my hands because I was so focused on school and I was focused on making friends and going out and all that stuff. And I think I'm finally getting back into the mindset of working hard, being productive, and getting my work ethic back. And I think it's totally okay if sometimes that slips away from us. I think it's very normal to kind of go through periods where you're not as motivated or you're not as inspired, because I obviously go through this so much. So I know for myself, I've kind of went through that lazy girl period, and now I'm kind of getting back into my groove. I'm getting back into my habits and into my routine, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I've learned how much self-trust has to do with it, how much self-discipline has to do with it, and I am so excited to kind of be feeling motivated and inspired again, which is obviously why I also decided to do this once a day episode, because I think it's a way to really push myself and trust myself to get it done. And it's a way to kind of break back into the productive girl era of me, because it's forcing me to hold myself accountable to produce content for you guys. And that's also why I've been super consistent on my Instagram and on my TikTok, because I've just been having so much fun producing content. I've been having fun being productive during the day, and obviously it's more fun to shoot content when you're productive. So that's why I wanted to record this episode, because I've found myself transitioning into it, and there's a lot of things that I had to do in order to transition into it. So I'm excited to share all my best tips with you guys and explain how I got out of that lazy girl era and into my productive, feeling my best self era. And obviously there are days where I wake up and I'm a little tired and I'm a little lazy and I don't want to do anything. For example, I woke up this morning and I had a Pilates class scheduled for 10 a.m. And I went out last night with like a bunch of my cousins, so I ended up not getting home till like 12:30, which means I didn't sleep until like 1:30. And I remember just waking up exhausted, and I was like, I don't want to go to this Pilates class. I don't want to work out today. Like, I just want to cancel the class. Like, I'm so exhausted today. I'm so lazy. And then I just jumped out of bed and I was like, no, you're doing this. Like, you're holding yourself accountable, and that's it. You have to have self-discipline. So I jumped out of bed, changed into my workout clothes, and like very slowly got ready for the gym. Obviously ended up having a great workout, and I was like, I'm so happy that I went, because sometimes when you really push yourself and you hold yourself accountable, you get things done. Don't let failure be an option. Like, don't let laziness be an option. Don't let not getting it done be an option. That's kind of what I did. I was like, I'm gonna pretend it's not an option to cancel this workout class, and I'm gonna force myself to go. So the first thing that I want you to do if you're in this lazy girl era, or if you're just kind of in this like mediocre, you're doing all right era, but you want to really blossom, you really want to grow, you need to ask yourself, why have you never remained consistent? Okay, how come you have always failed when it came to wanting to form new habits? And why is this time around going to be different? So you've obviously had moments in the past where you've been like, all right, we're going to reset our life. You've gone grocery shopping, you've done the meal prepping, maybe you gave up junk food for a week, maybe you worked out for a week. You ask yourself, I'm going to remain consistent, this, that. How come you've always failed, and how come you've never remained consistent? You have to ask yourself, and if you're going to be honest with anyone, it's going to be yourself that you're honest with. So you have to be very honest with yourself, and you have to say, because I was lazy, because I let my significant other distract me, because I let going out distract me. Whatever it is, be honest. These aren't necessarily excuses. It's you holding yourself accountable, because there's obviously reasons you did not remain consistent with the habits you tried to form before, with being a workaholic, with being productive. There's reasons that you have not succeeded, and there's reasons why you're listening to this episode, so that you could be better. And if you haven't really had like a burnout, which I think everyone has had a burnout, then really just ask yourself, how can I be better? But you need to ask yourself, how come I've never remained consistent? How come this has never been something I achieved? How come this was always something that I failed? Ask yourself that and really, really think about the answer. Say it out loud to yourself. Think it out loud. Whatever it is, it's like you need to be very honest with yourself, and you need to tell yourself, I didn't achieve my habits, and I didn't get a good routine, and I didn't become successful in this one thing because I was too focused on going out and meeting guys and making new friends and drinking and this and that and partying. And obviously it's okay to have a social life. It's great to meet new people and have a social life. Those are different ways of growing. And I think having a social life is crucial to everybody. I think everyone should have a great group of friends that they love doing specific activities with. But at the end of the day, you cannot let it distract you from your path. So just ask yourself, what is the reason I've always failed, and how come this time around it's going to be different? For me, when I was asking myself this, I know exactly why I never remained consistent. And I said, this time it will be different because this time I am healed, and this time I'm not giving myself a choice. I've tried to give up gluten many times in the past, and I always quit after like a week or two. And this time around, I was like, I'm not giving myself a choice. I will get used to a life without gluten. As of right now, if I ever change my mind again, great. But this time around will be different because I'm not giving myself a choice. I'm not giving myself wiggle room. I'm not giving myself excuses. So ask yourself these questions and be honest with your answers, because if you lie about them, if you make an excuse for them, you are only lying to yourself and you are only delaying your own path. The next thing I want you to do is to plan it out. So what is it that you want to achieve in life? What is success to you? What do you want to enter this season of your life? What do you want to remove from the season of your life? How do you envision yourself becoming successful? You need to write out what success is to you and what it is that you want to achieve. For me, there's multiple goals I have for my podcast. I write them out. I envision them. I speak them out loud. I write them down. I do all of it because I know what it is that I want to achieve. So I practice it every single day. I work on my podcast every single day. I look at my vision board every single day. You have to write down your goals and how you're going to achieve them. I always say you need a why in order to remain consistent. If you don't have a why, if you don't have a reason as to why you want good habits, a good routine, you must have a reason. Even if it's just, I just want to better my life. That's my reason. I want to look more fit. I want to feel better in my body. I want to feel more confident. Whatever it is that your goal is, whether it's a micro goal or it's a massive goal, whatever it is, figure it out. What is it that you want to achieve? Because if you have a reason, then you have a reason to hold on the hard days. If you don't have a why, if you don't have a passion or a reason for this, you don't have the ambition, you're not going to have the energy to push through on days where you have to push through. So think about, what is it that I want to achieve and why do I want to achieve this? When you think of what it is that you want to achieve and what you want this chapter of your life to be and what you want your future to look like and whatever, now it's time to plan it out. Okay, so for me personally, I wrote down my goals and I didn't just write down, I want this and I want that. I wrote down how I'm going to get it. So I'll give you guys an example of something personal for me. I wrote down, I want to be financially independent. Okay, being financially independent means affording my own car. It means having this much in my savings account, this much into my investments, this much in my checking account. This would make me happy. Okay, I wrote out a realistic goal that I can achieve of what I want in my savings and my checking and investments and what I want to afford freely without having to worry. Once I wrote down what it is that I want to achieve, I wrote down, how am I going to achieve that financial independence? How am I going to achieve financial freedom? I started to write down, I can achieve financial freedom by getting more sponsors for my podcast, doing more social media content, posting more about my Amazon storefront, and I started to list out everything that I can do in order to achieve those goals. So it's not just, I want to be rich. How? How are you going to be rich? How are you going to be rich? And what does rich mean? Does rich mean you're financially free? Does rich mean you need $1 million in your savings account? Like, what does rich mean? You have to be specific, because these are things that are going to keep you going, and you also want to be realistic. I always say it's great to have like big, big goals, but you also want to make sure you're not saying it's that or nothing. I think it's important to make, like, if let's say you want $1 million in your bank account, start off and you have $10 in your bank account. Let's say you're like, okay, I want to have $10,000 in my bank account by the end of this month. Then I want $50,000 by the end of that month. And then you work your way up. So that way you have a big goal, but you're also making small goals that you can achieve realistically so that you're not being put down when you don't reach that big goal right away. So make sure that you're being very specific with the goals that you want to achieve and how you're going to achieve them. It's so important to write down a list of how you're going to achieve those goals. And I think a lot of the time people will make a vision board, you know, they'll write down their big goals, they'll find a picture that represents it, they'll put it on a vision board, they'll speak it out loud, but they don't actually write down how they're going to do it. And I think that is the most important part, because if you just have goals, you're going to feel overwhelmed. If you just look at your vision board every day and you look at the things that you want to achieve, you're going to be extremely overwhelmed and you're going to burn out before you even start and you're not going to remain consistent. But when you write down the steps that you have to take to get there, you feel a lot less overwhelmed to do it. So make sure that you're writing down your goals and make sure that you feel like you have a reason as to why you want to achieve these goals. My next thing is cleaning everything out and loving the space that you're in. So for me, if I'm not in a clean space, I don't have a clean mind. So I clean out my car very regularly now, where I'll take out all the garbage, I'll take it to a car wash, they do the inside and the outside, and it's like I'm in my car all day, every day. I go to the gym in my car, I go to work in my car, whatever it is, I'm always in my car. So it's so important for me to have a clean space in my car, to not have garbage all over the place or water bottles all over the place. So cleaning out my car, cleaning out my bathroom, obviously I'm in my bathroom every day, especially when I do like my self-care routines. When I wake up in the morning and I do my skincare, when I shower at night and I want to, you know, and I want to relax for the night, I want to make sure I have a clean bathroom, cleaning out my bedroom. I wake up in my bedroom and I go to sleep in my bedroom. I want to make sure that I have clean sheets, that my bed is made, that my clothes are put away. I want to make sure everything is clean and that everything has a place. And then, of course, my office. So I'm lucky enough, I do have a little office space in my house. So it's a little tiny room. All I can really fit in here is a few shelves and a desk, but that's really all that I need. And I felt like I never really put the time in to decorate it or to like make it feel like an office, because I was so focused on my bedroom and my bathroom, and then life took over. And so I never really focused on it. But I realized how important it is for me to be in a space that I love, because I kept catching myself just doing work in my room. And I was like, what is the point of having this little office space if I'm just gonna sit in my bed to do work? It's like, that doesn't make any sense. And that takes away from having an office space. And I also just don't feel as productive when I'm in my bed. So I actually just ordered a new desk for my room. I'm going to look at office chairs as well, because I really genuinely want to love the space that I'm in. I want to be in an extremely organized, clean space. So having an office space, even if you have like a little office space in your room, like in my old room, I had my desk in my bedroom. So it was like, I wouldn't do work on my bed. I would still be doing work in my bedroom, but I wasn't doing work directly on my bed. But it was nice. I had that little corner to myself. It was clean. It was organized. Everything had a place. And it was like, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. So making sure that I have a clean space that I love and feel motivated in, that is why I also ordered a new desk and why I'm looking for office chairs, because I want to feel motivated in the space that I'm in. I want to feel like I'm walking into an actual office. It's right next to my bedroom, so obviously I know I'm not walking into an actual office, but it's just the idea of like, when I sit in my office, I feel motivated, I feel inspired, I know where everything is, and everything feels clean and like I'm meant to be doing work there. I want to feel motivated when I walk into my office space. So that's definitely been something that's helping me in this productive girl era, is just having a space that I feel productive in. My next thing is having routines. So morning and night routines, skincare routines, hair care routines. I just developed like a great hair care routine for the week, where I do my hair mask twice a week. I wash my hair twice a week. Some days I have natural hair. Some days I only blow dry it once a week and use heat on it once a week. I've developed a really great hair care routine for myself, and I feel like that's such an accomplishment to have a hair care routine that like you're proud of and that you remain consistent with. So I absolutely love having a hair care and skincare routine. I've been a lot more into self-care recently, which is something that I always lacked on. Like, I'd always buy the products and stuff, but I never actually remained consistent with the self-care of it, like the self-care tools and all that stuff. And I finally am now getting into it, and I'm realizing how important it is as well. And then when it comes to morning and night routines, I used to have like a 1, 2, 3, 4 list of everything I'd have to do in the morning and everything I'd have to do at night. But I've gotten to the point where I've just developed small habits that I do every morning and small habits that I do every night. And I realize that works better for me. I'm going to do a whole episode on, you know, the psychology behind daily routine. But I feel like the most important thing is to list out 3 to 5 things you want to do every morning when you wake up and 3 to 5 things you want to do every single night before you go to sleep, and slowly incorporate those into your routine. So tomorrow when you wake up, do one thing on that list, and then do that for like 2 weeks, and then do the second thing on your list. And this way you're developing like a micro shift in your habits rather than kind of burning yourself out and trying to do everything at once. So routines have been super, super helpful. It doesn't need to be a super extravagant, you know, timed out list. It could be the most micro shift, and I promise that will make a bigger difference in your habits. My next thing that I started focusing on when leaving the lazy girl era and going into productive girl era is, how are you presenting yourself? I've been putting more effort into my appearance, whether it's my outfit, my hair, my skincare, whatever it is. I'm not saying that you need to have your hair done every single day or your makeup done every single day or have the nicest outfit every single day. But I know for me, how I look when I walk into a room matters to me. And whether people want to say that's shallow or whatever it is, it matters to everyone. And if you're listening to this, it matters to you too. And if it doesn't, it should. The way you present yourself, the way that you look when you walk into a room is important. the effort that you're putting into your appearance is important. So I know for me, like, I don't have my makeup done every day. I rarely wear makeup on the daily. I almost never wear makeup unless I'm going to an event or something, or I'm going and I have plans or whatever it is. But it's like, I want to make sure my skincare routine is done. I want to make sure my hair looks good. I want to make sure my outfit is put together. The way you present yourself, you want to look like a productive girl. You want to look like you're clean. You want to look like you take care of yourself, because those are important things. I understand waking up hungover on a Saturday morning and going to Starbucks in your pajamas and your high heels with a messy bun. Like, I understand we all have moments like that, but I think majority of the time you really should kind of focus on making sure your hair looks clean, making sure it looks done, making sure, you know, your skin looks like you got it done. I understand that, like, I have acne all the time too. That doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself, but make sure your hygiene is on point. Make sure that maybe you have a little makeup on. Make sure your outfit makes you feel confident. Like, dress in things that make you feel confident, and make sure you're presenting yourself in a good way. Like, even the way that you approach a room, are you confident or are you more quiet and weak? Are you talkative or are you more to yourself? Are you kind or are you kind of rude? Like, I know for me, I've always kind of grown up not being rude, but like that RBF vibe of like not being super approachable. And something I've been trying to do more of is come off approachable. I've been wanting to kind of come off kinder and sweeter and like friendlier, because I see girls all the time that I want to talk to and I'm like, I don't know if this girl really wants to approach me. Like, I've made so many girlfriends at the gym that they're like, I was so afraid to approach you when I first met you, and now I met you and I'm like, oh my God, I love this girl. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy you approached me. It's like, I will have the straightest face, and then the second a friend comes up to me, I'm like smiling ear to ear. So it's like, it really is a lot of the time just, how am I presenting myself? Am I presenting myself as an unapproachable person or as a kind person that wants to be approached? So focus on how you are being perceived when you walk into a room. This doesn't mean care about other people's opinions, but it means take yourself out of your body and pretend you're yourself looking in. Like, pretend you're looking at yourself. Be like, how would I want to be approached in this situation? How would I view myself in this situation? And that will help you to realize how you're presenting yourself. My last little tip that I want to talk about is, are you reaching max potential in your career? Okay. So is there something that you're currently avoiding? Is there a reason you clicked onto this episode? Is it because you're holding off on a side hustle or on a new business you want to start? Is it you avoiding job applications? Are you not putting in the work you should be putting in? There's a reason you clicked onto this episode. A lot of people don't have the mindset of, whatever I do, I want to be the best. And a lot of people don't care about being productive, but those people are not listening to this episode, okay? A lot of people don't care about reaching the corporate ladder, but they care about, you know, having a routine of going to the gym and eating clean and meal prepping. That's why I said in the beginning, there's different types of success. Success to one woman could be climbing the corporate ladder. Success to another woman could be, you know, going to the gym and meal prepping and being a good wife or being a good mother to her children. Success to another woman could be creating her own side hustle and her own business. Or you could be all three. Like, I know for me, I want to reach the peak of my career. I want to reach the peak of my podcast. I want to do all these amazing things with my show, but I also one day want to be a great wife and a great mom. And the idea of success for me will change as long as I'm changing. So that's something that also keep in mind, is whatever it is that you're in, there's a reason you clicked onto this episode. There is something that you have not reached or that you have been putting off to the side. And I want you to be honest with yourself, and I want you to really think with yourself after this episode. Write out those goals, plan out your goals, clean out your space, create a routine, take care of the way that you look, and I promise you, you will feel a lot different. I promise, promise, promise. And I'm proud of you for clicking onto this episode, because that was your first step. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias, linked in description. Instagram and TikTok are my top two, but I've been getting a little bit into Pinterest and stuff, so make sure you guys follow me. I've been loving all your support through this series, and I hope you guys are really enjoying it, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.